Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Atlas Technology Task Force Working Group call on the 29th of September 2014. On the call today, we have Alan Greenberg, Roosevelt King, Gordon Chilcott, Judith Hellestein, Olivier Crepin-Lebrun, Ariel Michel, Glenn McKnight, and Devin Antiluxing. We have received no apologies for today's call. And from staff, we have Heidi Olish and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Dev.
Okay, thank you very much, Natalie. This is Devin Antiluxing speaking, and welcome to some new participants on our call, Ali Ashali, Al Michelle, Will King, and Alan Greenberg. Welcome. Okay, so on this technology task force call, we're not going to look back on our action, our previous action items, because we have our new action item front and center, which is regarding post-Atlas II items for the technology task force. Now, just to give a brief background, the Atlas II implementation working group has taken the Atlas II recommendations that came out from the Atlas II summit in London at the ICANN 50th meeting in London, and assigned the various recommendations to working groups to either investigate how the recommendation can best be implemented, and so that the intended recipients can can benefit from the recommendations. I should say also that the ICANN board has acknowledged the Atlas II recommendations, but they have come back asking for, well, what exactly is this recommendation mean? What exactly do you want the ICANN board to do or the ICANN staff to do? So this is another goal for those recommendations that have been assigned to the technology task force. And I should note that not all the recommendations is for one working group. We have to then now coordinate our response to the recommendation with other working groups. I think I've summarized the key points there, and let's jump straight onto the post-Atlas II items for the technology task force. And we're going to start with recommendation number 10. So the recommendation number 10 reads that the next evolution of language services must adopt further extension of live scribing for all meetings and generally extend the current interpretation and translation processes and make translation available in a timely manner. This is a joint assignment from the Accessibility Working Group and the Technology Task Force Working Group. Now, this wiki page has been put up a few days ago, and Glenn has already added some of the comments here. And in a sense, on our last call, the Lux Technology Task Force call earlier this month, we did investigate a live transcription company that offered its own Adobe Connect plugin. The company was called Captions First, and that test went very well and showed how the Adobe Connect plugin worked, and it also showed how the text can be sent to a plain ASCII text website, which is something based on stream text, which is also used by ICANN Language Services for the ICANN face-to-face meetings. And one of the benefits is that the stream text can be Google translated. So a person could take the live transcripts and switch to say, display this transcript in this language, and it will be live transcript will be sent to Google Translate and comes back. So I thought that worked, for language translation, making it accessible for persons where English is not the primary language is a good step forward. So one of the things we can do, for this recommendation, we can point to the example of this Captions First, refer them to this session on September, I'm trying to remember the exact date, it was earlier this month in September, when we did the test with our Captions First. So I think I've talked quite a bit there. Anybody has additional comments and suggestions regarding what the technology task force can come back or add to this recommendation?
Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay.
All right. Seeing nobody hands raised, what I can talk about also, let me see what else. Let's just reading the recommendation again and extend the current interpretation and translation processes and make translation available in a timely manner. Okay, I think we've covered that. What was said in the notes and what I've repeated. So if nobody has any objections, we can then move on to the next recommendation. Can we scroll? Do we have scroll control on this? Yes, we do. The next recommendation is recommendation 11. ICANN must implement a range of services to facilitate access according to various criteria, gender, cultural diversity, and user needs, disabilities, etc. This was also a joint recommendation assigned to accessibility and the technology task force.
Facilitate access is criteria.
Okay. So, well, I think what the technology task force can do is investigate and work closely with the accessibility task force to investigate possible tools for the differently abled. Oh, I'm sorry, Judith. I see your hand was raised. Go ahead.
Hi, Judith Helkin for the record. On 11, isn't that covered with the review we had with Caption First last month with the captioning for disabilities? So that blind, low vision can have captions, and then that satisfies the people with low bandwidth because they have a link so they can just look at the streaming text on a separate standalone HTML page.
Mm-hmm. This is Dave. Thanks, Judith. Yes, indeed. I think also we can make reference to that Caption First Technology Task Force meeting and point that, you know, implementing solutions like that would go a long way of helping ICANN making its services more accessible. I'm not sure when they say various criteria about gender and cultural diversity, though. I'm a little bit concerned about what exactly does that mean. Perhaps we probably need to go back to the thematic group 2 to see how do you facilitate access to services according to gender. But perhaps somebody from the accessibility task force can answer that question. Does anybody want to answer that part or tackle that aspect?
Going once, going twice.
Okay. Well, okay. So to tackle that recommendation, we could make reference again to the Caption First Technology Task Force demonstration earlier this month. That as an example of how implementing a service like that can make accessibility to meetings. And I'm using accessibility in a different context to how the accessibility working group facilitates. I guess the better word to say is to facilitate easier access to ICANN services, which is one of the primary ones being the meetings. I suppose as an ongoing exercise, we also need to look at how ICANN offers services during the face-to-face meetings, the webcams and so forth, and make recommendations where possible for that. Okay, once, twice. Okay, let's move ahead then to the next agenda item, recommendation item, which was recommendation number
trying to scroll down here.
Okay, recommendation 17. Now, just to say, we just had a previous call. Okay, regarding recommendations, see Olivia's hand is raised. Olivia, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's Olivia speaking, and I have to apologize here. I didn't realize that you weren't told that the only recommendations which are time-sensitive are those aimed at the board. And for some reason, the recommendations are such, they're just the ones with the yellow background. It would have been helpful to be aware that they're the ones with the yellow background. And as a result, you've kind of wasted some time in the last call, and unfortunately, I hope, you know, I just caught this now. So this group only has to look at the moment, time-sensitive, recommendations number 11 and number 26. And the rest of them you can do later on after the LA meeting. And I'm really sorry not to have caught that. I should have paid attention during the last call, but I didn't. And, well, shit happens. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. This is an apologies for that. I didn't quite realize what the color, the yellow color was signifying. Okay. So let's look at the four priority items, which is then recommendation 26. Then thanks for that, Olivier, and this will help prioritize the key ones. So recommendation 26 is a fairly lengthy one. I'll read it out quickly. So current policy management processes within ICANN are insufficient. ICANN must implement a workable policy management process system available for use across the supporting organizations and advisory committees in order to enhance knowledge management, improve the effectiveness of all ICANN's volunteer communities, improve cross-community policy-specific activity, enhance policy development metrics, facilitate multilingual engagement, and create a taxonomy of policy categories, and provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. So this is a joint one for the Social Media Technology Task Force and Capacity Building. However, I think the Capacity Building call on Friday, they will be looking at ways of how knowledge management can be implemented. The Social Media Work Group has not looked at, had a chance to look at this, particular item. So it's now up to us now to really look at this, how this action item, which is a significant one, can be implemented, and how can we elaborate or break down this recommendation in a form that's actionable, I guess, by the ICANN board and all staff. So I'm wondering how the best way to approach it. Just to give some background of this, if everybody is fairly aware of what the current policy managed process is, Ariel from ICANN staff maintains a policy development page that pulls in the items from the ICANN's posted on its public comment page, and you know it's assigned, a pen holder is assigned, the pen holder does a first draft, and during the various stages, the at-large community is informed. However, this is often a very manual process. And I think what this recommendation is speaking to is that this system of this manual system is insufficient for ICANN because there's often there's little way for actually to understand the history of behind a policy. There's no way for a person to get up to speed on a particular issue or to understand the backgrounds or the history behind this topic. Glenn mentioned WHOIS in the previous call, and there's a whole history of WHOIS, and it's not very easily accessible, and it's only a person who has been there long enough has that knowledge to really understand the issues, whereas a person new to the topic would find it difficult to follow. So this is what the idea of having enhancing knowledge management. regarding the improve the effectiveness of our ICANN volunteer communities. The idea is also, and this is where the idea of a taxonomy is concerned. If a policy is assigned a particular taxonomy, and for those, a taxonomy is essentially a way of tagging a particular policy. So, for example, whenever there's a policy on, say, universal acceptance of domain names, the taxonomy could say, well, this is regarding IDNs, for example, and therefore those persons who have a particular interest in certain key issues, IDNs, who is, whatever, can then see those policy issues and can react more accordingly, react to those policy issues. Okay. So that's the idea of the taxonomy of policy categories and provide policy development history as an aid to newcomers. So I want to take a breath here, and I want to suggest how do we think the technology task force could make this more understandable by the ICANN board. Do we try to do an illustration? Can we write a more detailed description for the ICANN board? What are your thoughts? Gordon, you have his voice. Go ahead.
I get to have Gordon Shulcott for the record. To tell you the truth, Deb, sorry about that. To tell you the truth, frankly, a reasonably detailed illustration would probably be better than a more detailed report. I'm attempting to provide a high level of details of the board would probably be nice, but I would rather produce something that the board could more easily digest than that.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Gordon. Olivier, you have the go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks very much, David. Olivier Kafanadlo speaking. I agree with Gordon. I think if we're going to design something for the board, maybe a quick diagram of how, you know, what features that could be in there might be a way forward. The picture is 100 words, and certainly providing details of such a system in text is likely to confuse them. Now, that, understandably, would be the first step. The next step after that is probably for this working group to design the system. That's going to be a huge task.
But indeed.
It would be, and it's something which will take many months, may even take a year, who knows. But certainly giving the board a heads up on something like this, using a diagram, would be great. Thank you.
Okay, so I see two. Okay, thanks, Olivia. This is Dave. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. Just a little caution. The example you gave, Dave, was who is. I can't think of a more complex subject with close to 15 years of history behind it, some of it very gory history. If that's the one that you want to use as the example that we have to make clean and simple for everyone to understand, you're doomed. pick something manageable if you want to give an example.
Well, this is the... well, I mean, and I guess this is why the capacity building working group would be involved in it, because I think what needs to happen at least is that there's for each of the taxonomy categories, for example, there could be a background as so when somebody sees this is tagged IDN, and maybe that's not the actual taxonomy, but for example, what is that? What is IDN? And give a background and like some sort of brief history or timeline.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying pick ones that are manageable. Almost everything in ICANN has if, buts, and ands on it, and some complex history. but don't pick the absolute worst one. It's the example to present. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, very well. Thank you, Alan. Okay, this is Dave. Just looking at some of the other points, to facilitate multilingual engagement, again, a deficiency of the current system is that, you know, whenever documents are sent for translation and when it's available, you know, you have to be really checking that ICANN public comment page to see if those translations are available, because there's no real announcement when those translations are made available sometimes. So I think that is also the idea here, is that when translations of policy documents out for comment is made available, you know, there has to be some system of notification. Right now it seems to be the way the current system works is that the policy process is just handed over, tossed over to the wall to the web development team, which then puts it up on a web page. And the web page is like, I guess for lack of a better word, it's kind of like the system is something from the 1990s, at the beginning of when websites were first created. And I think the essence is that, you know, this process needs to be improved in this area of, you know, knowledge management, social media, you know, being able to share the information, access, you know, amongst the various working groups. This needs to be better managed. And that's what they improve the effectiveness of all ICANN's volunteer communities. If the policy management process system can give the notification directly when the system has a new policy out for comment, have it shareable on a Google Calendar, for example. These are concepts that I think could be incorporated into such a system. Of course, my concern, of course, is how do we try to illustrate this in time for LA? I suppose we could try to create a wiki page and try to put some of these key concepts in there. Any other thoughts of how this illustration could be done, or should be done, or perhaps broken up amongst this group to try to illustrate? Maybe it could be a series of it doesn't have to be one all-encompassing one graphic, but maybe several graphics to illustrate these key points. Like, for example, highlighting the issues on a various presentation. Maybe that's the way to approach it. Because I'm just trying to think, coming up with an infographic one page to try to illustrate this would be, well, if it was that simple for us to do, then perhaps ICANN would have done it already. So how about then just illustrating the key problems with the current system and how, and that could be several slides. And then highlight possible actions that could alleviate this system. And then that should get the ball rolling as to how this policy management process system could work. Any thoughts or comments on that approach? So we break down the issues regarding the current ICANN policy management process and how, across several slides, and then give examples where this could be alleviated, and say that this needs to be all integrating so that it can be this all of these things need to be integrated into the one system, so that it can be to the benefit of ICANN and to all its communities. Okay.
Going once. Going twice. Going twice.
Okay. So what I will, this is, so one of the outcomes is that we'll create the various slides, I suppose wiki pages for each of these topics, and then I'll invite persons to help actually work on particular slides to help describe the aspect of for each of those slides. Okay? All right, hearing nobody objecting, I think then we can move on to the next key item highlighted in yellow, which is kind of hard for me to see on this Adobe Connect, but I guess that was the key one. Okay. I'm just to confirm, is that this is Dave? Just to confirm from staff that number 26 was the only one, or was it only or was number 11 and number 26? Yeah. Well, okay. Well, great. Well, let me open this up then. Any other thoughts or comments regarding recommendation 11? Then, since we now have a little bit more time. Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, David. Olivier speaking. What I would suggest now, is next steps is what are the action items out of this call?
And what's this working group going to do? Come back to the ALAC with recommendations and with what work is it going to come back with?
Maybe okay.
Since you have half an hour, now's the time to draft or decide on what is going to be sent back, and also the timeline for sending it back. And
okay.
Let me just explain. So if I can just add, so the ALAC is having a meeting with the board in LA, and one of the topics on the meeting with the board will be the follow-up to those recommendations. And so the ALAC will be presenting the feedback from the working groups. Hopefully, maybe some of the recommendations will actually be fully expanded, and so the ALAC will be able to present that expansion to the board, and on others, the ALAC will be able to provide a status update on where that recommendation is and what work is planned in expanding this recommendation and explaining it to the board, and of course how soon the board should be expecting a full recommendation with all the bells and whistles, etc. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Olivia. This is Dave speaking. Okay, well, since we do have, since we are now only focusing on two key items for this call, let's go back now to recommendation 11. So in recommendation 11, we had said that we can point to, we can document what happened for in our earlier September call regarding Caption First as an example of service, of making ICANN services more accessible. The question I would ask regarding facilitate access according to various criteria, gender, cultural diversity, contact or review the information from thematic group 2 to confirm what exactly the gender or cultural diversity is, because that's still vague in my mind. The user needs, as in differently abled data, I understand. But I'm not sure what, you know, how facilitating access to persons with gender works in my mind. So that needs to happen. So let's see. I think we're going to start assigning persons then. Glenn, Judith, since both of you pushed for and helped organize the actual meeting with Caption First, it might be beneficial of you to be pen holders to write something for this, and in terms of this recommendation.
Yeah, they'll be fine. It's Glenn. Judith and I will put something together.
Yes, and I think what you can do is take a screenshot. I believe the session was recorded. The entire Adobe Connect session was recorded. So, a picture or two could be used to illustrate the various things. So, and I think I could be wrong, but I think the screen was shared so that the screen the stream text with a plain HTML page was also visible. So you could take screenshots from that as well. I think that could, you know, so that could really work in that. And you could keep it to, like, you know, a few slides. Judith, your hand is raised.
Yes, Judith Helstein for the record. My question is, what does, if we're, are we writing just under accessibility, or are we doing the whole bullet? In which case, maybe Olivier could tell us what the quite gender and cultural diversity is.
Okay, this is Dave. Well, I think we're going to have to really investigate, I guess, seek clarification from thematic group two, which came up with the recommendation. And again, I missed the discussion from the implementation working group when they looked at this item. I don't know if Livica would be to respond to that, or should we, this is something that we need to just get clarification from thematic group two. Olivier, hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thanks. No, because I dropped and then I'm back on. It's just you mentioned asking thematic work group to, that probably would be the best way. I would say as an action item, maybe you could email the chair of TG2 and seek clarity, urgently seek clarity on these two. Because as I said, the implementation group all just looked at the recommendation and said, that looks like it's working with the social media working group. That looks like a task for the technology task force.
Right.
But it didn't actually discuss the recommendation and go into solutions or expand on it. The idea was to just allocate it to someone. You know, there were 49 recommendations, so it had to act fast.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So I think, okay, I think that's an excellent field action. So, okay, I'll contact the chair of the thematic group two, seeking clarification as to what the idea regarding, you know, the various criteria, because gender and cultural diversity is very confusing. User needs in terms of differently able, that I understand. But gender and cultural diversity is a very, I think it, we need some more clarification and urgent clarification at that. Because if it's not understandable to us, I mean, it's going to be not understandable to the ICANN board and ICANN staff. So, okay, so I think those two actions, I suppose that is taken up. Okay. Okay, let's go down to the recommendation 26. Okay, so how do we tackle that one now? Let's see. Okay, I think what we can do is we can work to create separate wiki pages for each of these ideas for how this policy process management. Let me see that again. Policy management process system, and how. Be pointing out the deficiencies of the current policy management system and try to illustrate each point on a separate slide. Would that be okay with everyone to try to document the current deficiencies? Because I don't think we can effectively design the solution here, but the idea is to really point out the flaws of policy management system that's in the past and needs to change. And if so, then we can then break down this point six into separate slides for different persons to then take up. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody objecting. Okay, Glenn is suggesting creating a Google Doc for us to work on. That could work. I suppose so. That will allow multiple persons to edit that document as opposed to a wiki. Any objections or comments regarding a Google Doc?
Going once. I see Glenn and Olivia typing. Going once. All right, I'll wait until they finish typing. Okay, well, I'm... Okay, Alan, I see your hand raised. I was waiting for Olivia to finish typing. Go ahead while Olivia finishes typing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My only comment is, in the past when we suggested Google Docs, some people love them and some people hate them. So, you know, adopting something as a standard where a fair number of people, you know, which is not already an ICANN standard, could well be problematic. I'm not a great fan of them, but I'll use them if, you know, if that's the right vehicle. The other problem that has been raised with Google Docs is that with the wiki, when people make changes, it's a pain to audit them to try to find out where a change came from. With Google Docs, it's a lot harder. So, you know, it's almost that the last person in decides what the document says. And again, for trying to do things collegially, where people may have very different opinions, that can be problematic. So,
okay. All right. Thanks. Well, this is Dave. I mean, running Google Docs, I guess I am a fan of it. And I mean, I like the ability to look back at history. It is like a wiki in a sense. You can look back in the history and then switch to that version if you need to. But I take your point that not everybody, you know, may be a fan of it. But I do think then, all right, let me just, I would suggest then is let's at least start with the separate wiki pages for each of these, for describing this possible policy management process system, with at least a goal of identifying the flaws in the current policy management process system, and then suggest ideas, well, how, you know, this needs to be, could be alleviated by certain recommendations. So I see Alan and then Olivier has raised their hands on this. Okay, Alan, you go first.
Yeah, sorry, just one more follow-on on the issue of histories. The difficulty of understanding where changes came from on both wikis and Google Docs, and it's, you know, with a wiki there's methodology, but it's a real pain to go back and try to look at every change and see who changed what at what point. And that's the reason we ended up adopting in a lot of activities. People put comments in as comments, and a single pen holder goes and revises. And, you know, again, that's not the cleanest of technologies to have multiple people coordinating, but it was the only one at the time that we've done it, and we certainly did it on some large projects such as the rules of procedure. We tend to do it now on policy statements, and it's a manageable process. It's not elegant, and it's not necessarily the best process, but it's manageable, and manageability tends to be something which, you know, is really critical. So as we're looking at replacements and alternatives, I think we have to think about that, not just is it possible, but is it something we can really live with the details, where we have a lot of different people who hopefully are taking on the actual, you know, activities. So just something to think about.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Olivia, you have
it. Thanks very much, Dave. It's Olivia speaking. So in terms of organizing your work, probably the best, or my suggestion, maybe not the best way, but my suggestion would be to, at the moment you've got a wiki page which has got all these recommendations. The ones which are for the board are in yellow, so or whatever shaded background. Maybe have sub-pages under that page, one for each of the recommendations. So a sub-page for recommendation 11 and a sub-page for recommendation 26. And Glenn and his crew can work on 11, and whether they want to have a link to a Google Doc or whatever it is they want to have a link on, the subpage for recommendation 11 should have links to whatever it is that they work with. And same thing for the 26. 26 will likely, because it's a long-term thing, will likely have a quick win right there, and then that can be sent back to the ALAC, and then that might be the start of a big project from the Technology Task Force. Say, well, this is the TTF big thing, 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, I don't know, 10-year project, hopefully not 10 years. I'm kidding. But, you know, that's sort of maybe the way to do it. Because one has to remember, you know, the other recommendations, of course, will have to be addressed at some point. You know, number 10, number 17, number 29 also have to be followed, and 29, I see 31 as well, and 39. All these will have to be also expanded at some point. And so, you know, we need to keep all of our work properly sectioned off and things. Otherwise, we'll probably lose track of things completely.
Yeah. Okay, indeed. I think that is a way to do it. And we have started to do that with the cataloging of the items only for the Technology Task Force, where the Technology Task Force is mentioned as the assignee for the recommendations. So indeed, we can create sub-pages underneath that for each of the recommendations and look to document. And Glenn is pointing out that, you know, that the content from the Google Doc will be exported to the wiki after it's done. It's more to facilitate two or more persons simultaneously editing and making comments and so forth during the process. And it's not going to be locked in the Google Doc forever as such. But okay, but I'm thinking, but going back to 26, because I think the points made, the points of implementing the workable policy management process system, in order to, those points, enhance knowledge management, improve the effectiveness, improve cross-community policy, I think we'll create separate, create separate wiki pages. And then I think what I'll look at this, let's see, how much time I have for this call. Maybe I could do this now. Look to write up a short summary of the current problems with the existing system. And then we can then all collectively look at trying to update some ideas of how the recommendations could, you know, if you solve this problem, you know, how to solve the problem, how should I put it? Let me restate that. Once we identify the issue, the current issues with the policy management process, then a policy management process system could alleviate this by such and such. So we come up with the idea, the problem, and then come up with recommendations. Okay, so for enhanced knowledge management, so I don't know whether I should ask persons or I should just assign persons to each of these, and then I'll work with you all offline on this. Shall I ask persons to volunteer for each of these points, or shall I just assign persons to them? Going once, going twice. Okay, well, I've seen nobody raising their hands, and so I think I am going to assign to persons to various things. So let's start with enhanced knowledge management. Anybody willing to volunteer to help write? Olivier is with me as the sign. So go ahead.
Thanks very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. So that recommendation being a big thing, I mean, you know, I'm not expecting that we're going to have some answers and some extensive recommendation there until the ALAC and I gather members of this working group here will have a meeting with the ICANN's CIIO.
Yeah.
But maybe we should aim our work in that direction. Say, what should we ask? Should we make it entirely clear what we want out of this system? This sort of thing. So I go along with your idea of suggesting people to take on parts of the task, but just minding bearing in mind we should also be discussing with the CIIO, because I have a feeling he might also come back with some suggestions.
Indeed. I think it's really just to illustrate the issues that we have with the current system. This is Dave, sorry. Because I don't think we can really propose the effective solution, because as you see, he might have a different approach to this. But I think it's really to highlight the deficiencies in our current policy management processes as it relates to these issues. And so I think it's more really to highlight the issues behind the policy management process does not enhance knowledge management. The current policy management process does not improve, does not make the volunteer communities effective, because it's hard to track information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really illustrating the problems rather than trying to design a come up with a full solution, because that, I don't think that's possible at this. It requires quite a bit of discussion. So what I'm trying to suggest is that we have, when we make the presentation, or when the ALAC makes the presentation to and meets with the CIIO, he has a better understanding of the problems, and therefore as in all things, once you understand the problem and identify the problems, then you can come up with solutions. So, okay. All right, so let's go back now to... So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 key points that was made in this recommendation 26. So 12 persons on this call. And I know there are also other persons on the technology task force as well. So I'm mindful now of the time, because there's now only 5 minutes left. I'm going to create the wiki pages and then make some postings on the mailing list as to which person should try to tackle which wiki page to try to identify the problems. And I'll obviously will be online to help, work with each of those persons behind the scenes. Is this okay? Or shall I make the assignments now quickly? I saw Olivia, going to check in with Olivier. I see Judith typing. Fatima also agreeing with that. Okay. And yeah, Judith mentioned Glenn and I already have assignments. Okay, indeed. All right. And I see it takes Sean and Gordon. Okay. So I'll create the separate wiki pages and then ping persons to help be pen holders with each of those separate wiki pages to try to identify the issues regarding the current system, and so they can take this information, so the ALAC can take this information to the CIIO. Okay, 5 minutes left. I don't think we need to have a next conference call, to further discuss things. I do think we can probably work this all up on the wiki and on the mailing list. Does everybody agree that we can work online on this? Okay, I'm not seeing anybody objecting. Okay, so there'll be no call between now and LA for this. All right, excellent. In which case, we can probably save a few minutes and let's see, any other business? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, well, thank you all so very much for attending, and thanks also for the new attendees that attended this call. Your participation was most welcome. And thanks also for pointing out that I thought this was going to be a very difficult task, but now that we're only focusing on two key ones, it's perhaps not as arduous as I originally envisaged. So thank you all. And for attending this call, good day, good afternoon, good evening. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Yep.